Good evening. Welcome to a service of evening prayer audio for the second week of Advent. This is Tuesday, December the 8th, and we welcome you to join us as we pray. My name is Pastor Kit Greaves, the incumbent of Christ Church Anglican in Oshawa, and with me is my wife, Diane.
Hello.
We invite you to follow along in the Book of Alternative Services if you have one of those, but if not, please feel free to open your Bibles to the three following passages, and you can stop and mark them if you like. Psalm 27, Isaiah 4, 2-6, and Acts chapter 11, verses 1-18. So we'll begin with our signature music. O Lord, I call to you. Come to me quickly.
Hear my voice when I cry to you.
Let my prayer be set forth in your sight as incense.
The lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe, creator of light and darkness.
In this holy season, when the sun's light is swallowed up by the growing darkness of the night, you renew your promise to reveal among us the splendor of your glory, in flesh and visible to us in Jesus Christ your Son. Through the prophets, you teach us to hope for his reign of peace. Through the outpouring of his Spirit, you opened our blindness to the glory of his presence. Strengthen us in our weakness. Support us in our stumbling efforts to do your will. And free our tongues to sing your praise. For to you all honor and blessing are due, now and forever. Amen.
Psalm 27. We'll read it by alternate verses. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid?
When evildoers come upon me to eat up my flesh, it was they, my foes and my adversaries, who stumbled and fell.
Though an army should encamp against me, yet my heart shall not be afraid.
And though war should rise up against me, yet will I put my trust in him.
One thing have I asked of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
To behold the fair beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple.
For in the day of trouble he shall keep me safe in his shelter. He shall hide me in the secrecy of his dwelling and set me high upon a rock.
Even now he lifts up my head above my enemies round about me.
Therefore I will offer in his dwelling an oblation with sounds of great gladness. I will sing and make music to the Lord.
Hearken to my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy on me and answer me.
You speak in my heart and say, seek my face. Your face, Lord, will I seek.
Hide not your face from me, nor turn away your servant in displeasure.
You have been my helper. Cast me not away. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation.
Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will sustain me.
Show me your way, O Lord. Lead me on a level path because of my enemies.
Deliver me not into the hand of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen up against me, and also those who speak malice.
What if I had not believed that I should see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living?
O tarry and await the Lord's pleasure. Be strong, and he shall comfort your heart. Wait patiently for the Lord.
Faithful God, the shelter of all who hope in you, may those who seek your face be set free from fear and distress, and come to see your goodness in the land of the living, through Jesus Christ, our light, and our salvation. Amen.
Amen.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. In that day, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the land will be the pride and glory of the survivors in Israel. Those who are left in Zion, who remain in Jerusalem, will be called holy, all who are recorded among the living in Jerusalem. The Lord will wash away the filth of the women of Zion. He will cleanse the bloodstains from Jerusalem by a spirit of judgment and a spirit of fire. Then the Lord will create all over Mount Zion and over those who assemble there a cloud of smoke by day and a glowing of flaming fire by night. Over all the glory will be a canopy. It will be a shelter and shade from the heat of the day and a refuge and hiding place from the storm and rain. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the book of Acts, chapter 11, verses 1 to 18. The apostles and the brothers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him and said, "You went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them?" Peter began and explained everything to them precisely as it had happened. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. I saw something like a large sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to where I was. I looked into it and saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, reptiles, and birds of the air. Then I heard a voice telling me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' I replied, 'Surely not, Lord. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' The voice spoke from heaven a second time, 'Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.' This happened three times, and then it was all pulled up to heaven again. Right then, three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea stopped at the house where I was staying. The Spirit told me to have no hesitation about going with them. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen an angel appear in his house and said, 'Send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He will bring you a message through which you and all your household will be saved.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them as he had come on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' So if God gave them the same gift as he gave us, who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could oppose God?" When they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying, "So then, God has granted even the Gentiles repentance unto life." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. God's word as beacon. Tuesday, the second week of Advent. Lighthouses were built as navigation tools to warn ships of dangers as they approached a shoreline, often one with reefs and low waters. Each lighthouse has its own identity through its unique pattern of flashing lights. By knowing this and tending to the presence of the beacons, mariners would know where they were and how to navigate the waters. Like a lighthouse, God's word serves as a beacon to us. The psalmist reminds all who are children of the light that the word will guide our ways as we journey through this season and all seasons of our lives. December brings with it increasing darkness as we move toward the winter solstice and longest night of the year. When we stay connected to God's word, we're never really in the dark. God's word blesses us and illumines our way. May your word shine in my life and guide my life. Amen.
Amen.
In joyful expectation, let us pray to our Savior and Redeemer, saying, Lord Jesus, come soon. O wisdom from the mouth of the Most High, you reign over all things to the ends of the earth. Come and teach us how to live.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O Lord and head of the house of Israel, you appeared to Moses in the fire of the burning bush, and you gave the law on Sinai. Come with outstretched arm and ransom us.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O branch of Jesse, standing as a sign among the nations, all kings will keep silence before you, and all peoples will summon you to their aid. Come, set us free, and delay no more.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, you open and none can shut. You shut and none can open. Come and free the captives from prison.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O morning star, splendor of the light eternal, and bright sun of righteousness, come and enlighten all who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O King of the nations, you alone can fulfill their desires. Cornerstone, you make opposing nations one. Come and save the creature you fashioned from clay.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
And in a moment of quiet, we give our own thoughts and prayers and thanksgivings to God at this time. Those who are living with any illness or supporting those with any illness, either mental illness or physical, or in some deeper or psychological or spiritual need this evening, that God's presence and God's light would be known. And pray also for those researching and testing and getting approvals for vaccines to be equally and fairly distributed around the world, including in our own country and community. Please share the names of any who are on your heart. Our bishops and clergy and lay people, including our wardens and all those who seek to make plans for Christmas and for the coming year, our budgeting processes and people's ministries and gifts to be honored, both in terms of their beginning or ending certain aspects of their ministry, and others taking up ministry. For those drawing near to the light of Christ, that they would know that there is hope in Christ and renewal, second chances, forgiveness, and new life in faith. O Emmanuel, hope of the nations and their Savior, come and save us, Lord our God.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
We call it for the second Sunday of Advent.
Almighty God, who sent your servant John the Baptist to prepare your people to welcome the Messiah, inspire us, the ministers and stewards of your truth, to turn our disobedient hearts to you, that when the Christ shall come again to be our judge, we may stand with confidence before his glory, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And our conclusion of evening prayer, if I find it. Look at that, it was marked. The Lord's Prayer, let's say that together. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty Lord grant us a quiet night and peace at the last.
Amen.
It's a song by Linnea Good, company on the guitar, and Diane and I will sing this. It's called Hope is a Candle. This is the second verse. I've adapted it. It's called Peace is a Candle. Peace is a candle on our journey. Peace is the giver and the gift. All through Advent preparations, this whispering flame of peace will lift. For we are a people of a story, of stars that sing and love that cries. And though these nights are getting longer, the path is lit before our eyes. Peace is a candle on a journey. Peace is the giver and the gift. All through the Advent preparations, this whispering flame of peace will lift. This whispering flame of peace will lift. Thank you for joining us for evening prayer. Go in peace or sleep in peace. Keep us as the apple of an eye and hide us under the shadow of thy wings. Preserve us, O Lord, waking, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ and asleep we may rest in peace.
Amen.
And we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Thank you. Nice to sing with you. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff. You get a phone, your sister.
Yeah.
Where's the phone?